Hey, and welcome back to Extra Feature Interviews. Today we have a fantastic film called The Same Circles, released in 2017. I really don't know much about this film other than I found it on Twitter. I asked the director to send it to me, but he said, I don't want to do this interview. You need to talk to Simon Cleary because he's the man. He's the guy that does all the interviews. So he's the lead actor in this film. So I'm going to ask you some questions. Why did you get into acting?
Well, I got into acting, well, really sort of influenced by the director, Mark Garvey, you know, worked with him over the last few years doing some short films. And, I guess doing this big film was, Mark just said, I've got a proposition for you one day. And he said, like, yeah, do you want to do this? I just said, yes, because I'd sort of got into this thing of just saying yes to things, because life opens up a bit more. You start finding yourself doing things you didn't know you could do. And that's really how it started. So I guess I've learned a lot by working with Mark over these past few years, and The Same Circles has been like the biggest...
Tell me more.
Yeah. And I guess it's just been about, trying to push the limits, find out what you can do. And a lot of the way Mark worked with me, The Same Circles is often... driving. There's a lot of me within the car searching, and he would just keep the camera rolling and would just say, okay, go now. And it would be like 20 minutes of me trying different things, and at points, I find myself just being completely carried away. So there's this mad fury and rage, and I'm almost smashing my car to bits. And then Mark goes, wow, okay, brilliant, thanks for that. And, I just sort of found myself immersing myself more in this character of Rory. And we did so much filming for it. I think we got about 80 or 90 hours of footage for the hour and a half film. So there's tons of stuff there that was me just sort of sinking into this character a lot more. So I guess I learned a lot about the process from just trying to be that person a lot more. And
I guess one thing I want to point out that my listeners can't see, you're very animated in this, and I can see you in the film now. In the film, the hands moving, exactly like Rory was doing the film. So that's all you. That wasn't a directional thing.
No, I guess not, yeah.
Because I've seen you do this and that. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's him. I can totally see it, but you're missing the hair. You're missing Rory's hair, which I look at you, because I love Rory's hair.
Yeah, I guess it has to be quite a lot of me, because I think the best acting, you sail quite close to who you really are and try and get your own experience into it. I guess Rory is an extreme aspect of me, perhaps.
Rory does enjoy drinking, we know that. That's stated very early on in the film. He enjoys his beer and he likes to sleep. That's what I really know about Rory.
Yeah.
At the top. I mean, obviously, we learn more about him as the film goes. But let's get into the film a bit. Do you have anything to do with the opening credits? I love that little lightning kind of bolt coming out of the credits.
Oh, yeah, they're lovely. That's all Mark's sort of graphic work, in fact, yeah.
So, I told you this might be hard because I have these notes written down, but I did quite enjoy that. And what about the opening music? I guess you have nothing to do with that either.
Yeah, the opening music, it's a band that I should... Oh, wait, my word, I know the name of them. They're going to kill me for not remembering them.
I love the song.
I'll have to come back to you. It's a fantastic song on
the
that.
The song
yeah.
is absolutely fantastic. And I'm going to say, I have questions because I'm supposed to interview Mark, so you're going to have to put up with me. The aerial shots. He does some aerial shots. Are you still driving at that point, or is that a helicopter shot? It looks like a helicopter shot.
Yeah, we have like a little drone.
They're drone shots.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. One of Mark works as a media teacher as well, teaching film. So one of his students, Harry Oxborough, was working on the aerial cinematography. So we were out in the countryside with the drone quite a lot. So, that got some...
They worked. They really worked for me, those drone shots. I love. Oh, and my favorite part of the film, and when you guys turn the dial, when Rory turns the dial and the music stops. That was brilliant. That made I laughed so hard.
Excellent, yeah.
I thought that was good. I want to discuss a little bit locations. Did you have anything to do with that, or you just went where he told you to go?
Yeah, I went where I was told to go. Mark just drives around the countryside all the time trying to find these places, and he had really got into the area of Essex, a county sort of next to London, and it's, I guess it's, it can be quite bleak and beautiful out there, and there's just these, vast marshes and plains and estuaries, you can get that feeling of distance and space out there, as well as lots of those sort of industrial areas. We see a few of those bits when Rory is searching. And then, of course, we are up in Blackpool as well for part of the search there. So, went up there for some of those more iconic Blackpool-looking places.
Did you enjoy the shoot? Did you find it long and tedious, or was it quick and easy? How did you feel about it?
Well, I guess we did it over about 4 months of weekends and sort of school holidays. As I'm a teacher, and as my square job, my real
life. I have to ask you, what do you teach? I don't know. I don't know what it is. Do you teach juniors or bigger kids?
The bigger ones.
Drama?
17, 18-year-olds.
What do you teach them? I need to know.
Oh, I teach health and social care. It's for students who want to be nurses. And
I can't see you at all doing that. If you told me music or drama, I didn't even give you psychology. I'm like, I'm good for that.
Actually, psychology is my degree, so that's my favorite part of it. I do a bit of psychology.
I could see that from you. Well, you just look like that to me. You're very animated, so I can't see you just chilling out at health sciences.
Yeah, well, maybe I'll get into the more creative side sometime. That'd be great fun.
How did you, Rory, feel, or how did you feel letting the woman take charge in the film? The girlfriend? I found Rory's girlfriend told Rory what he was doing most of the time.
The role was that she was the leader in that relationship, and without her guidance, he is sort of lost. I guess she's not really in it that long, so it's just like Rory's sort of suddenly thrown out into the world and has to take control himself. It's about, I guess, that breakout from being that downtrodden sort of, I'm sorry, I'll do what you say.
But don't you feel Rory needed that? Because, even when he went to the bathroom, I wrote down, did he look in the bathroom before he went into it? Because the bathroom did not look scary.
When you're
in the motel and you're checking, it says, I have a note, did you look in the bathroom first? Because Rory had to go. He didn't really check.
I didn't quite understand.
You're in the hotel room.
Yeah.
Rory goes to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And he was complaining about it. I go, you left something in the bathroom? Or did you look in the bathroom first? That's what I have written down. I can't remember. Sorry, I apologize. Forget it.
Oh, yeah, no, I think it's, she goes into it first, always, steals the little
shampoo.
Yeah, she goes in, and that's her first thing. And,
I thought that was funny. That made me laugh, because my wife does the same thing. So I thought that was totally great.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to the selfie photos?
Sorry, what was that?
You take lots of selfies with her.
Oh, yeah. That was up in Blackpool on our sort of night out there. So you're asking, was the shoot sort of, difficult or boring or enjoyable? And, that was one of the real highlights. From where we live, down near London, it's about a five-hour drive up to Blackpool, a sort of northern England resort, and we had that day out where we're all taking photographs, going to the arcades, doing all the selfies, dancing on the machines, and we sort of got so into that we forget that it's even a film. And Alice, who plays her in the film, was just really got into that whole we just had a nice night out. And then some of the scenes there took forever to shoot. There was this one bit where I'm just messing it up again and again, where I suddenly find that the people are from Essex. And must have taken about an hour of me doing that again and again on a freezing February night. And I just, I can't do it. I'm so sorry. Eventually we get it and then have to take a 5-hour drive back down. In fact, Mark was at one point suggesting that we shoot the whole film in real time, as in we do the scenes in the local area, then up to Blackpool, then down, and then go through the second half of the film, finding all the different characters. But
oh my God.
Thank God we didn't.
Oh.
our next project, it's called The White Van, set in Iceland. We filmed that last August, and we basically did do it in real time, 4 days, and that was a nightmare. That's another story, though.
Okay, we'll have to hear that at a later date, then. I have a thing. Does the video arcade really exist, then? That arcade exists in Blackpool?
Yeah, that exists in Blackpool. There's huge, loads of huge arcades there, and, it's... a really good resort. I've never been myself. Okay. Never had an excuse to, but it was good to go up and see all of that. Yeah.
Did you, because again, I have notes like here. I told you, I had this written, the music with no lyrics when eating. I like that. I thought that worked well while you're having your dinner. And then I have a kissing scene. You keep getting interrupted. Did that drive you nuts?
Sorry?
Were they real people interrupting you, or were they actors?
They're the actors there, yes. In fact, there were lots of real people continually disrupting us on that location. So there were lots of the local youth were coming along saying, can we be in the film? And we were saying, maybe. And I think the sheer boredom and repetition of actually shooting a film, they got bored and wandered off. They thought it was all going to be very exciting. So the locals who came and tried to join in got bored quickly enough and went, but,
Where did I wrote down Crazy Pirates. Where did that concept come from?
Mark thought about that. I guess in the UK, when we have these sort of stag nights, is it bachelor parties?
We are, but in America? Stag night would have worked.
Yeah, they're like, often people dress up in, just a fancy dress, a unifying theme of whatever. So we went with pirates with their cheap little hats and swords and things. And I guess it's meant to be funny, but perhaps there's that undercurrent of threat or violence with it. And, when we had the main guy, the most threatening one, he did wear his pirate hat with a bit of menace, really.
So did they enjoy being pirates? Are these your buddies or these guys you hired, the actors? Like, where did they come from? Or maybe you can't answer that.
Well, they're sort of friends of ours. So, just people who are interested in acting or have done some acting or studied media and things themselves. So, just people we know, really. We had a lot of support from, everybody in the film, actually, somebody we're connected to in real life. So we have so much help and support from people coming along and, giving their time and freezing themselves silly on beaches in the middle of the night.
So they all have to drive out to Blackpool then with you guys? You all stay in the same hotel and stuff? Or?
That was shot at Southend on Sea, which is down in southern England. So it's the scenes that look like Blackpool.
So I'm up at the arcade in Blackpool, and then we go somewhere else to shoot the beach.
That's right, yeah.
Because it worked for me to have an arcade on the beach. I totally thought that would be the same place.
Well, I guess Southend is a similar thing to Blackpool, it does have arcades and the beach, but it was a lot more local for the other actors to come along to. As we had to go there quite a few times, it's a lot nearer than driving all the way up to Blackpool. It's just an hour away rather than five.
We're going to get to the crux of the film. I'll try to tippy-toe around the best I can. Because it's kind of like the big point. Did you ever show a cut that had more than what I see, or is that always the same cut? Does that make sense?
The same cut, did you say?
Like, you guys edited it down, or is there something that I actually see what happens?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. It has gone through a few changes, because I think one of the things that's been quite difficult is working out, is it going to be quite art house and meditative and quiet, almost a silent movie for a while, or is it going to be commercial thriller? And I guess the finished product almost, well, hopefully straddles between those two things. And in some early cuts of it, people had said that perhaps it was quite slow at the first half of it. The searching may have taken too long. So there's lots of bits where it is silent and we're just driving around with Rory. We're looking at the scenes of Essex and we're sort of enduring with him, and it becomes that hopeless search. And then at the exact halfway point of the film, like at 45 minutes, we see one of those characters and we start chasing from the second half of the film. It's bang, 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 hopefully a little more of that thriller feel. So I guess it has been cut down, the first half has been cut down to be a little shorter. So I guess there is a bit of a risk that some people aren't used to that sort of quieter, meditative sort of feel, then maybe it's not what they're used to. But once people get to that point of halfway, it really drags into the speed of the film, I think.
Okay. I do have some more. I like the part when you wake up and you're pretty much wondering what happened. That was very art house. If that's what you were looking for, that worked for me.
Okay, great. Yeah.
I think you probably needed a little bit more blood, but that just could have been me or what you guys had to work with. I understand that.
Yeah.
But I thought he would have a little bit more bruising, but I mean, again, I think that's just because of what you're working with, and that's not a big complaint. I'm just saying what I was looking for. And then I have lots of photos when the lead is looking at his phone. I love that whole phone scene.
Oh, great.
And whoever did the idea was to pop the things up, what he's looking at all the time.
Mark had thought of that, yeah.
Fantastic. Absolutely works. I liked it. It kept me informed.
Brilliant.
Because the viewer needs that, because I don't know what Rory's thinking, because Rory's going nuts. Rory's lost it now.
Mm-hmm.
He's totally going crazy. So I'm like, what is Rory thinking? Why is he doing this? Because I want to go back to when Rory finds somebody, which we know what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We have 911 in Canada. I don't know what you have in England. Is it 966, whatever Rory's trying to call?
999.
So, because I'm like, why is he not calling this in?
Yeah.
Because he doesn't really, he dials the number, but I never see anybody deal with his problem there.
Well, I guess what his thinking was Sapphire said, no police, like I don't want, and it was like her wish was she just didn't want to see these people in court, didn't want to see them again, didn't want the police having to get involved, so it was sort of like, we had to respect her wishes on that, and I think that's what Rory's following through, it had to be his responsibility instead.
Is Rory even thinking, though? I think Rory's just going, that's it, I'm going nuts. And I think he just finally blows it.
Yeah, maybe he's really sort of enjoying that, breaking out of being this downtrodden character, and he's like, am I capable of real evil? And he's finding himself equal to it, and maybe it's like, I don't need to go to the police, I'm going to take care of it.
Well, that's the way I was looking at it. I think the issue is still there when he gets back. Like, I don't think he ever dealt with it. Because he gets his phone, he dials the number, and then leaves.
Yeah. Yeah, he was about to, I guess. Yeah,
and he doesn't accept.
He was going to, and then instead takes it on himself, I think.
Yes. Do you think so?
I think it's, I think it's the thing of, it has to be him who takes this, revenge.
Right, I agree.
Nobody else is going to do this. This is the thing he has to carry out for her.
Okay, I don't know, I'm just asking. I know it's a weird question, but I think that. Did you guys, your prop of choice was a tire iron.
Yeah.
Was there no other option for Pete? Did Pete not bring a knife? I was kind of thinking maybe you should have bought some more stuff.
Yeah, let's see, like, the tire iron came out in that first sequence.
Yes, when he changes the tires.
Yeah, so we had that. And, then he just uses... A knife comes out late on. But, the tire iron. Maybe Rory isn't quite yet into the dark side enough to actually think of running someone through with a knife, but is able to batter someone with a tire iron instead. Maybe it feels a little less... vicious, soon enough.
Rory's good to go. I think Rory needs to do this. This is Rory, okay, my coming out party. I think he's ready to go now.
Yeah.
I mean, he hunts down everybody he needs to hunt down.
Mm-hmm.
He does things to them in different stages. Each one's done differently.
Yeah.
And I love the ending.
Mm-hmm.
That I was shocked at. I really thought...
Okay.
when Rory is driving and some and certain person's running, that's what I was going to get. I'm like, how are they going to shoot that? I wanted that's the shot I expected from that film right there.
Oh, well, I'm glad it's worked that way. Yeah, it's sort of really difficult to end a film like that. And, I'm glad that's sort of worked for you there. Come as a surprise. It's fantastic.
So there you go. Do you know your other actors before you started this film? You said they're your friends. So how did they work it?
We knew all of those. And I guess it was just a case of, proposing it to them. A lot of them hadn't had experience in film before, but Mark's very supportive, a director, and was able to give people enough information of what the character's all about, what the film's all about, and was very patient with getting us to do things again and again. And of course, with that persistence, you can get some good performances.
Will you share writing credit on the film? So how was that process for you? Did you have an idea for Rory to go crazy? Like, that's why I'm asking these questions.
Mark had proposed the film to me in September of that year, and he said we should write one scene each. So we'd write a scene, then he'd write a scene, then I'd write a scene, and we'd try and send them backwards and forwards to each other, like one a week or something like that. Instead, it went backwards and forwards like about three times a day until we got so much material going. Then Mark was just in his flat for the entire weekend and wrote back the whole another massive amount of it. So the entire thing flew out. It's mostly Mark's vision, The whole idea is very much his. So I've worked on some parts of it and things. And like when we're out on the road, some lines are improvised and come up as we're going out there. But it's very much Mark's overall structure and vision there. So, it just worked very fast. We got a lot of work done quickly.
So what's your plans for the film? I mean, are you guys taking it on the road? Are you sending it to festivals? Are you screening in London?
Yeah, well, it's being entered in festivals over this next year. There's a distributor has picked it up in the US at least, and it's online distribution so far. It's just starting to get out there somewhere, so hopefully over the next few months we'll be able to see it.
That's awesome.
Accessible.
That's awesome. Great. Well, I have nothing else for you, but I do have fun questions if you're up for it.
Yeah, cool.
Your favorite film?
I just suddenly came to my mind Fargo. So I'll go with that.
Well, that's a pretty dark movie off the top of your head, Fargo.
Yeah.
Do you watch the TV show?
What's that?
Do you watch the TV show?
I've seen series one. Yeah, I enjoyed that one.
Okay, it's Friday night. I have to change my lingo. Your mates are over. What do you put on?
What do I put on Friday night? Let me see. I don't know. I guess I do like watching sort of comedies and things with friends. So comedy series like Father Ted and stuff. Is okay. Well, even though we've watched it 1,000 times, I think that's good for watching.
I love that. The last one's the easiest question. You're at the concession stand. Do you buy food? And what do you buy?
What was it, sorry?
What do you buy at the concession stand?
What do I buy? It'd be sweets, cheap sweets. I live on eating fizzy sweets and jellies and things.
Perfect. Well, thank you for your time. You were fantastic.
Thank you very much.
And good luck in your movie.
Sorry?
Good luck in your movie.